Hello, this is Ariski Daoud of Mayor Risk LLC, and today is the 22nd of January 2020. Today's talk is about France's efforts to escalate war in the Sahel region. France's hawks, those who like to project the image of a superpower, are hoping for some miracle tipping point to take place in the Sahel. Their latest idea is to further escalate the counterinsurgency campaign with more boots on the ground in places like Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Chad. There is no place for economic development and a political path to solve the complex problems of the Sahel. There is not even a clear assessment on who the enemy is and how big it is. All we know, as the French media likes to label them, is that they are jihadists or Islamic terrorists. Looking at what's happening in the Sahel suggests that the insurgents are not just a ragtag of bandits operating here and there. Also often misguided by the Paris communication strategy on the Sahel, many in the French media tend to see the crisis in the region as one that is driven by communal conflicts and tribal feuds, often vilifying ethnic groups like the Poles and the Fulani. The reality is that France and the Sahel governments are facing a big enemy, an enemy that is effective, strategic, and able to hit hard, and any initiative to escalate will meet an enemy that is also willing to escalate. Why do I think the insurgents are strategic? Well, that's because they seem to have a very clear end game, and that is to broaden the insurgency across the entire Sahel region, Lake Chad, and West Africa regions. Insurgents started with northern Mali and have expanded into Niger, Burkina Faso, northern Nigeria. Not only they have been roaming the Sahara, traveling between Libya and southern Algeria, but they now even have a presence as far south as Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province, and there are signs that they are looking to destabilize the non-Sahelian nations of West Africa. I'm the first to admit that solving the Sahel crisis is not going to be easy. If I were French President Macron, perhaps I would have done the same, and that is to send more troops to extinguish the fire. But the problem with Macron is that he listens too much to people who like the idea of French interventionism and who reject the different paths of de-escalation and nation stabilization, including his very own foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian. I am not suggesting that the world should negotiate with terrorists. But years ago, when the Tuaregs in northern Mali were sending signals that their region was about to collapse, we should have listened to their plea and come to their rescue. Instead, Bamako, the Malian capital, and Paris decided to reject the Tuaregs' idea of a federal model which would have given them more rights to decide over their own future while remaining part of Mali. This would have prevented most of what we are seeing today in Mali. Instead, factions of the Tuaregs felt alienated, a sentiment further enhanced by poverty, government abuse, a disastrous environment, and isolation, found themselves forced to join the rebellion, eventually branded later by the Malian government and Paris as terrorism. So for France, it is no time for a proactive surge of a political solution. More boots on the ground will do, Paris believes. But the instability in the region will likely get even worse over time and could be a huge gamble for the Macron administration and to France in the long term. There's a lot at stake, but I fear those making the calls may be dragging the entire region into a critical situation of no return. And thank you for listening.